Today is the first Sunday of Lent. The church invites us to celebrate Jesus Christ, the second Adam who overcame temptation and sins by the power of the Holy Spirit. And through his obedience to the will of the God the Father, Jesus Christ restored the world. Therefore, this season calls for great discipline, courage, vigilance, and strong faith in God. Since the time of our first parents, Adam and Eve rebelled against the Lord God, we always have to deal with the tendency to turn away from God. I remember those golden years of my life. After graduating from high school and get admitted to good university in Saigon, the capital city of South Vietnam then, it was the first time that I left home and lived by myself without any supervision from anyone. I was so happy. Because at last, I was free. I get free. I do what I want. Well, for the first few weeks in the big city, I was overwhelmed with so many things. There were so many places, many people I need to visit, many things that I have to do. There were also many opportunities for me to make money and enjoy life in a big city. Yes, there were also so many temptations for the poor fanboy like me. Temptation are facts of life. Today's first reading tells us the beginning of our salvific history. We all become vulnerable to temptation and original sin through the disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve. Consequently, this led to what St. Augustine referred to as mass damnation. From this reading, it is evident that temptation in itself is not a sin. A sin is a gross act of disobedience against our God, our Creator, and the violation of the nature orders of things. It suffices to note the stages that Eve went through before she finally succumbed to Satan. And here what we heard from the first reading. The woman saw that the tree was so good to eat and pleasing to the eye, and that it was desirable for the knowledge that it could give. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. This is the nature of our daily life. It is a problem of the ID and ego that we try to satisfy every day. Many of us are so engrossed in our quest for knowledge that we are ready to go against the will and the commandments of God. So we must guard ourselves against the temptation of the evil one. In the second reading, St. Paul traced the origin of sin to Adam, he highlighted the consequence of sin as he wrote, "Death spread through the human race because everyone has sinned." This means that sin disrupts life and leads to death. It brings fear, hopelessness, and shame. However, according to St. Paul, we are not hopeless because, as he said, the divine grace that flows from Christ Jesus saves and acquits us. If we abide in him, we will find the strength and grace to overcome temptation and sins. Therefore, this is a season of grace. The gospel reminds us of the ordeal we go through every day, that is the temptation we face each day. Being a spirit, a devil often knows what we need most. So he tempts us with it as he did to Jesus Christ. If we are hungry, he tempts us with food. If we are thirsty, he tempts us with drink. If we lack power, he tempts us with it. If we need money, the devil will tempt us to steal from others. If we need a job, the devil tempts us to offer a bribe to get a job. If we are too greedy for a mark in school, the devil tempts us to cheat in our exam. One before for our temptation, we continue with neck until we finally perish. We are very subtle and an expert in one step at a time. How was Jesus able to overcome Satan and his temptation? Jesus overcame because beforehand he has already fortified himself. He tamps his appetite for ambition and vainglory. Most importantly, he was not alone in his struggle against Satan and his temptation. The Holy Spirit was with him. He overcame through prayer and fasting. So, during this season of Lent and beyond, we must prepare ourselves for the ultimate journey. We must be firm in prayer and watchful so that we do not fall into the temptation of the evil one. If we keep in mind that Jesus came to this world to serve and not to be served, and use that as the principle of our dealing with our brothers and sisters, then we can safely say that we are on the way to holiness. Also, it is an excellent antidote to the temptation to hold on to power. Real power is ultimately serving others in the Lord. So, as we begin this Lent, we ask our Lord Jesus to free us from any temptation that leads us away from him, and to ask for the grace to always come back to him, because he is full of gentleness and compassion.